It's time for a second look at what it says in today's newspapers with Fiona Kelly.
The death of two young men receives widespread coverage in today's papers. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both lead with the death of Kwame Babatunde, a 34-year-old asylum applicant from Nigeria who was fatally stabbed on South Ann Street in Dublin in the early hours of Saturday morning. While the death of Michael O'Sullivan, the 24-year-old national hunt jockey who fell during a race in Thurles 11 days ago, gives rise to a number of tributes in today's papers. The most touching of those, written by Ruby Walsh, is carried on the front of the Examiner, noting how his decision to complete a degree and become fluent in French pointed to a well-rounded young man who was thinking beyond his riding career. Walsh recalls a chance encounter he had with Michael at Dublin Airport last month, where he explained in detail to a woman in the queue behind him about the merits of the saddle he was carrying. And referencing his family's decision to donate his organs, Walsh writes, "There will never be an explanation for why he met the fate he has, but some lucky soul somewhere got one huge, healthy and brave heart yesterday when Michael's was handed over." The Irish Times leads today with the emergency summit in Paris, where European leaders are due to discuss efforts by the United States to cut Europe out of negotiations aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The Irish Independent leads with the line that all of the seven workers who brought cases to the Workplace Relations Commission under the new work from home laws have lost. The HSE has commissioned reviews into two stillbirths at Mayo University Hospital, which is run by the same healthcare group that runs Galway's Portiuncula Hospital, which is also currently the subject of a major review. That story is carried on the front of today's Irish Examiner. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports that the government is expected to slash red tape around large infrastructural projects in a bid to speed up delivery. DUP told to stop talking like Trump. That's the lead headline in the Belfast Telegraph, which paraphrases a remark made by the SDLP's Mark H. Durkin during a row over police recruitment after Gavin Robinson of the DUP urged the PSNI to move beyond the craze of woke quotas. An accusation levelled at the PSNI by relatives of people killed in the McGurk's Bar massacre that it continues to withhold information about the atrocity in which 15 people were killed by a UVF bomb in December 1971 generates the lead story in the Irish News. Members of the Belfast rap group Kneecap feature in a picture in the front of today's Independent after the film they starred in won an award at last night's BAFTAs. Back on the front of the Times, meanwhile, there's a picture there of the winning goal which Bohemians player Ross Tierney scored to win the match against Shamrock Rovers during yesterday's Dublin derby at the Aviva Stadium. As for this morning, the Times has a front page story about how the government is putting out a tender for shredding services for paper and other unwanted material, which is likely to be worth up to €7 million. Muita Natira, the nationwide community alert scheme, which was set up following a spate of brutal attacks on elderly people in rural locations in the 1980s, is 40 years on the go. You can read more about that in The Examiner. And finally, there's a story in today's Star about predictions from the website Emojipedia about the most popular emojis for 2025. Keith Broney, who runs the website, suggests that while old favourites, such as the smiling face, crying laughing and red heart emojis are likely to endure, particularly amongst millennials and boomers, younger users who want to express their amusement are more likely to use the grinning skull emoji.
Oh dear, I don't like that one so much. I'm much more of a heart user in my emojis. Fiona Kelly, thank you very much indeed.